This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit from these reminders that keep coming in this world over and over again. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make amends in this world. And the way to do this, the way to do this is to try to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I've noticed is that if we try to do all of this as just an intellectual decision of trying to, a rational decision of just like, I want to be good from today. It's a good enough intention, but the problem is that we're so habituated to the wrong. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not penetrating in our heart. Our hearts are quite diseased. And they're all dark and black. So although intellectually we've kind of tried to give ourselves a direction, but our heart doesn't allow us to continue because of the years and years of neglect. It takes a while for this neglect to be dealt with and to be removed. And that really, to tell the truth, the only way to deal with this is to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefit of that will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us purity and cleanliness of our heart. And then after that, the good desires that we will have, our heart will be able to follow it. Because right now we hear something, it penetrates our ears, it penetrates our heart, it goes through our eyes when we see something, when we hear something, and we want to change. So for that moment we want to change, but because it doesn't really find a good seating in our heart, but once we go outside, we lose it again. And thus we have to keep having these doses. But the way that this will benefit us is to actually start working on our hearts. And nowadays that's just very difficult because of our distracted states. Even when we're reading the Quran, do we have any concentration when we're reading the Quran? Do we really ponder over the meaning? When reading our tasbihs, you could be doing 100, 500, 600 tasbihs a day, but do you really concentrate on your tasbihs? When you're making salah, do you really recognize that we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we feel that? You know, some people, they stand like this, they stand in these weird ways in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you get yourself to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Believe me, you start doing dhikr, you start doing muraqabah, you start doing meditation, you'll notice that because of the concentration that you develop, the meditation, this ability to concentrate. The biggest problem I think people have today is attention deficit. You know, we all have it at some level. You know, that's considered to be that is considered to be a problem today. That young children, when they have it excessively, they give them these medications like Ritalin and so on for attention deficit disorder. It's called ATT, where they can't concentrate. They're always jumping around here or there and the other. They can never focus, sit and concentrate on something. I think adults as well today, because of because of YouTube and because of an information overdose and because of all these different things that that are bombarding us left, right and center. You know, you just go down a street, you see billboards, you see shops, you see this, you see that. It's just so much of a variety of things that are bombarding us every second, every minute, that what's happening is that you're processing all of this information. You process this and then suddenly you see, you're in the middle of understanding this and suddenly you see something else. And then you start thinking about that and then you see something else. Likewise, when you're sitting down, right? You're sitting down and suddenly, your phone bleeps. And then you see a blue light and then you open it and there's a text message and then suddenly you see another notification that's coming from your Twitter. You see another notification that's come from your Facebook. So, and then you see a name pop up. You see another text message pop up. You see a WhatsApp message pop up. So then you're trying to navigate all of this and by the end of it, you haven't concentrated in any of those. So although you've actually read the message, you've actually read the first message, but you will not respond to it because you've forgotten about it because the next message seemed to be more important. You looked at that. And then while you're doing this, suddenly something happens on your iPad. So then you start looking at that. Then suddenly somebody calls out to you. Can you see the amount of distractions we have in our life? So there has to be a way to get back, to go back and to start focusing. Yes, these things have to be used. You know, they have to be used in a way that benefits us. But then this kind of information overload that we're having, it's just really, really distracting us. So we need to go back to concentration. That has a problem with our worship. Because even in our worship, when we're doing worship, we see a blink, we see a light, we see something else. It does the same thing for us, right? So how do we... When we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan uses that time to remind us of all sorts of things. That's kind of like a winding down time, right? That many people use their salat as a winding down time. What that means is they just don't have time outside of salat and being in the toilet. And I hate to say this, right? Being in the toilet, the bathroom, when you can't do anything else really. Right? Or when you're in your salat, where again, you're restricted for 5-10 minutes to doing this. Now we become so much, you know, so professional in performing our salat, right? That everything is happening automatically. Allahu Akbar, we're reading automatically because we're so good at our salat. And we use this time, shaitan makes us use this time to actually think. This is the time that people think and make decisions and unwind, reflect. Same thing in the toilet. There's nothing much that you can do unless you've got magazines in your toilet, right? So it's the only time where you've got time to yourself to think. Because even when you get in bed, you've got no time to think. Because your phone is next to you now. It used to be stuck to a wall before with a wire. So you couldn't take it anywhere. The TV was too big, right? But now you've got this thing that's right next to you. You can literally sleep with it next to you. Subhanallah, some people do that. They're on their phone and then they just sleep. You know, it just falls on them and they go to sleep on their chest or whatever. Right? Or it's under their pillow. Subhanallah. You know, I wouldn't do that. That because you don't know what kind of radiation is in this thing as well. Just from that in that aspect as well. We're so distracted. So that's why the ulama, they found these ways of doing dhikr. That are the same dhikr. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The same kinds of dhikr. But they've just found a way that will make you concentrate. And as I said, the muraqabah is extremely powerful. That if you sit and you do this muraqabah by just thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat to be entering your heart. And then after that, the heart begins to say, Allah, Allah. You will actually find that you will develop concentration. You will develop a way to, like, just for 5 minutes to think of one thing only. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, today if you have to think of one thing, the only thing that we can think of is when we're watching something. We get so immersed because the ability of the screen and these and what they produce, it beams directly into the middle of our brain, into the part that doesn't even require any thinking on our part. It's just, subhanAllah, it's just right, beamed right in. It's direct internal indoctrination. There's no need, you know, for us to even think. See, because when you have 5 different things that are going around, your mind and your brain is going to have to correlate all of these events, all of these details that are happening, that are taking place, and to bring them together and to make up your own kind of idea about them. But now they tell you exactly what they want you to think, because they're able to beam directly into the middle of your mind. And that's why our children, subhanAllah, I go into school to pick up my son and I see that they're on YouTube. Right? The schools are, subhanAllah, that I don't know if they're teaching anything anymore, because they're using YouTube as the teacher now, even in schools. So you've got 2-3 teachers in the class, but they're putting on YouTube, so the children are absolutely engrossed because they're putting something that's kind of interesting today, which has an educational kind of aspect to it. That's why kids, when they come to the madrasa and you're trying to teach them the Quran or something else, they have absolutely no time to think. They've got no ability to think. That's what the problem is today. People don't have any ability to think anymore because they're just getting all this information produced. It's just like, do you know how to make bread anymore? Right? Do you know how to make bread? No, you don't, because you don't have to make it at home, right? You don't know how to ferment the yeast and the dough and let it rise for a while, and then after that put it into the oven. What kind of, you know, how long it has to stay for? You'd probably mess up. The reason is you can buy bread in the store. That's what you do. You don't make it at home, so now you no longer know how to do it. Think of the processed foods like this, right? That people used to make in the house before. Now you just go and buy them. Do you know how to make jam, for example, in your house? No, you don't, because you buy it. Right? That's the insignificant. That's the insignificant detail there. But it's the same kind of thing here. That when you're not told how to process information and think for yourself, then this information is and this information is given to you, you know, all packaged in the way they want it, right into the middle of your brain. Then you no longer think about the Quran, your afterlife. You're just into this dunya. That's what's happening. And I just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect our children, because they've got this worse than we did in our generation. You know, we just about kind of got it at the end of our youth, that we started getting into this stuff. But subhanallah, our children have got it from the age of 2. They know how to work a phone at the age of 2. Right? That's how, that's the capacity of these children to be able to do this. They know where to go to get the games on your phone. Right? And this, your phone, is for them a toy. That's what it is. That's what they want it for. They don't check messages on there. What they're worried about is going on to, Temple Run and, what's the other stuff? Temple Run and Subway Surf and, you know, I'm sure there's worse stuff than that. Right, that they can go onto your phone. That's what they want. Even these 2-year-old kids, that's what they want. They just want to grab your phone. And when you don't give it to them, it makes a massive problem. They create a massive scene. They go into a tantrum, Right? So this is what we're doing, subhanAllah. We have to be able to control this somehow. We have to be able to control this somehow. And I said that if we can't gain concentration, we have absolutely no way to get anybody else to concentrate. And believe me, you start doing muraqabah, you start focusing on your hearts, you develop this ability to just concentrate for 5 minutes. That is massive. That's a massive, for us to be able to concentrate for 5 minutes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on a day when we don't have too much grief, where we're forced to do it, right? That is a success. Then it can build on from that. Then after that, sitting for 5 minutes will be nothing. You'll be wanting to sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. Believe me, what it will then do to you is that when you start salat, you will be thinking that you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be watching you. And then after that, you will actually look down properly. You know where it says in the salat that a person should look at the place he does, at the place that they do sajda, where they prostrate. Right now we have to actually just make sure we're looking there. But when you're focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you realize that He's there, you're actually going to just naturally look there, because that's the way of humility. That is the way, that is the direction that you'll be focused, because you know, you won't be standing like this anymore, right? You won't be kind of slouching anymore, because you're standing in front of Allah. Imagine you're standing in front of somebody with for an interview, or sitting in front, you're going to be at your best behavior. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, to get this presence, you need to be able to do this kind of special dhikr. That's what it is. The ulama discovered that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there, he could make them, you know, they would develop this very easily. But as we get further and further away from that time, we are more and more and more and more distracted. We need to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reflect over this in this world. And may He give our hearts so much softness that when we read a poem of this nature, that we can also cry like Imam Muhammad cried. Because crying, that tear that comes down out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the most beloved drops in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the hadith. That one of the most valuable drops is obviously the drop of the Mujahid's blood, and another one, of course, is the drop of tear that is shed in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody is really, really crying like that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his fear on that day, and our feeling of what we've done in this world and what we haven't been able to do in this world, then you can imagine how valuable that is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ability, what the ulama mentioned, is that the ability to cry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you notice that you can never cry for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means your heart has a problem. That's what the ulama say, that your heart has a problem if you don't have the ability to cry. When you see these pictures out of Syria, when you see injustices being afflicted on different people, and when you see just the diseased and the death around you, and you think and you can't think for yourself, subhanAllah, then you know that you've got a problem with your heart. Right, you know you've got a problem with your heart. You just have to realize that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts. May Allah give us a heart that's not prevented from weeping in front of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a heart that is close to Him. That is, that may Allah grant us an ability to become dhakkareena lak, shakkareena lak, which means that are very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that are full of dhikr from every part of our body. Oh Allah, grant the dhikr in every pore of our body, and allow us to make the best day of our existence the day that we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.